This is Valentine in the Morning.
My fam, it's Valentine in the Morning. Hey, Ed Sheeran's going to be on the show 8:25 on Friday. We're stoked about that. So 2 days away, Ed Sheeran on the show here in 104.3 MyFM with Valentine in the Morning. The Battle of Sexes coming up after Bad Habits.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say.
It's Valentine in the Morning.
Smell like tuna over there. I'll just never walk over there again.
No, it's the coffee.
It coffee doesn't like smell like tuna. The fresh pot that we're brewing?
Yeah.
That's not tuna.
You do?
I smell coffee beans.
I smell coffee too.
When I walked over there, it just smelled like a hot tuna sandwich.
Great. Oh, you've got tuna 19. It's a new thing.
No.
Just came out, tuna 19.
No.
Watch out. Huh. Does it smell like tuna?
She got me freaked out. No, I smell coffee there.
Yeah, just it smelled like a tuna sandwich.
Which I love a good tuna sandwich.
Me too.
Oh, that smells amazing. That smells so good.
You smell that?
Yeah.
This is good radio. Jill's sniffing a bag of beans.
There it is.
That smells like tuna to you?
That smells like tuna to me.
Do you think you're not worried you have anything, right?
No, I'm fine.
Because you were out at like a Coldplay last night, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it smells like tuna.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, I invited people down to have some coffee today. Now I feel bad about that.
Well, no, once it's processed once it's made its way through the machine, it'll smell like coffee. But those coffee beans smell like tuna.
I said to Greg, who works at Woody's Show down the hall, he was running to get one of these cheap cups of coffee that we have here where it's a machine that makes it for you. It's just standard office stuff. But it's not great if you're a coffee aficionado like Brian and I are, and you know your stuff. You're almost like a sommelier of coffee. You know, that stuff's like, it comes with little K-cups down there. It's like, it's for the peasants. So anyway, I said, Greg, listen, if you ever want like a cup of coffee, come down to us. And he goes, I might do that. Now, the funny part was, prior to bumping into him, he was running to get it. I was running to refill our coffee pot. It was a whole running through the hallways. We got to the point where he was trying to get past me. I was trying to get past him. And it became that awkward, you've all done it at your office probably. You're in a hurry. The awkward, you go left, they go right, and it's now you can't get past each other.
I hate that.
We went back and forth for like 4 seconds. I finally said, stop, don't move. I'm going to go this way, you go that way. Trapped trying to get past each other in a small hallway. Absolutely ridiculous.
So awkward.
Hey, later on this hour, are you ever in a situation, or are you in a situation where you are never alone, where you are never alone? Who is this about?
I realized the other day that I have very little time to myself.
Uh-huh.
Usually it's in my car, coming to or leaving work. When I leave work, John Pete
wants to talk.
Well,
you have three kids now.
Yes.
Right? So, and you can't leave a baby unattended, so you always got a baby there.
They come into the bathroom, they come into the shower, they come, they find you everywhere.
They come into your shower?
Yes.
Don't you pull the curtain or something?
I try, then they come in and laugh and open the door and laugh at me, and it's a...
They laugh at you when you're in the shower?
Yeah.
That seems so strange to me.
Aww.
Do they come in the shower with you, like climb in and wash off and stuff?
They have before.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, as a dad, I would do that with Colin all the time. I'm sure he's loving hearing this. But he would come in, we'd shower together, and we shower together on up until maybe he was like, maybe like 7 or 8. I don't even know. It doesn't matter.
Say to them,
you just want the privacy. That's what you're saying?
Privacy. We need to set some boundaries. Yeah. People need some time to themselves, and they don't listen.
That's the same.
Can't say it.
Wait, excuse me.
I'll say it off the air. It is the battle of the sexes, representing the men. His name is Richard. He lives in Marietta. He's an electrician, enjoys playing frisbee golf. Richard, what's up, buddy? How are you?
How you doing? I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing all right.
Representing the ladies, her name is Rana. She's from Los Angeles. She's a teacher at Emerson Middle School and enjoys going on road trips with her daughter. Let's hear it for Rana.
Rana, good morning, Rana. How are you?
Doing great this morning.
Awesome. Here's how it works, Rana. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Richard, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, still tied to end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question, starting with the ladies. Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn is a fictional athlete that competes in what sport?
Football.
Baseball. Charlie Sheen plays him. It's baseball.
Richard, who sings the songs Wildest Dreams and Out of the Woods?
Taylor Swift?
That's correct.
All right, current score, guys up 1-0. What business has used the slogan, "You're going to like the way you look, I guarantee it"?
You're gonna like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Hair care.
Men's Warehouse. Men's Warehouse.
I don't recall that original slogan having an accent or sounding like a pirate.
Well, when you saw it, it was in print.
Oh, no wonder. Yeah. Richard, what brand has used the slogan, because you're worth it?
Herbal Essence?
No, L'Oreal.
Closer, dude. All right, current score, 1-0. Guys, you got to get this right, Rana, or Richard wins.
Okay.
Black curly hair and a top hat. Sit atop what member of Guns N' Roses?
Slash.
Look at you, you rocker.
And Richard, who is the singer and actress behind Rare Beauty?
Beyonce?
No, that's Selena Gomez.
Well, that means we go to a Nasty Tough tiebreaker question. Holler at name if you know the answer. Your name will be your buzzer. Wait until Jill finishes asking the question before you buzz in.
What day of the week is it?
Rana. Oh my God. Richard.
Rana.
Wednesday.
Yeah. It's a not so tough tiebreaker question, you guys. I followed the rules.
Technically. Yes.
Ladies win. Rana, congratulations. You get a Battle of the Sexes championship certificate. Download it as a PDF, print it, and hang it on your wall with pride.
I will.
You've also won a pair of sold-out tickets to the event of the spooky season, Freeform's Halloween Road. It's a fun, outdoor, immersive experience with tricks, treats, live performances, and so much more. Don't forget to watch your favorite Halloween movies October 1st through the 31st on Freeform's 31 Nights of Halloween.
Ween. Congratulations. Hey, Richard, you're welcome. Richard, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
I just want to say have a good day, and thank you for letting me play.
You got it, brother. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Tony Jordan is standing by. She has the morning traffic. Tony, what's going on?
Well, it looks like they finally wrapped up with that problem in Los Alamitos, northbound side of the 405, right at the 605. All lanes have been reopened. So
it's Valentine in the morning. Three things you need to know right now.
7:21. It is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Across the country, COVID-19 cases have climbed back to where they were over the winter. In fact, the U.S. is now averaging 170,000 new cases a day, the highest number since late January. Hot spots like Florida, Louisiana are starting to improve, but now infection rates are soaring in areas like Kentucky, Georgia, and Tennessee. Here in California, however, transmission rates are dropping. Good job, California. Let's keep it up. Yesterday, Apple unveiled the new iPhone 13 lineup, and people wondered, would they call it a 13? Because that's unlucky. We'll see how it does in sales, right?
Yeah.
The iPhone 13, teen, teen, teen. They're adding a massive amount of storage capability to the iPhone 13 Pro, which includes 1 terabyte, a 1 terabyte option. That's a crazy amount of storage. But that version will cost you $1,600.
Oh, my goodness.
Apple also put out a larger battery in the iPhone 13, which they say will last up to an hour and a half longer than the iPhone 12. Apple also unveiled a new watch, iPad, and iPad mini. Last night, Dodgers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 8-4 thanks to home runs by Max Muncy, Trey Turner, and Will Smith. It was the Dodgers' 5th win in a row, and with it, they secured their 9th consecutive playoff appearance. There are 16 games left in the regular season. The Dodgers face the Diamondbacks again tonight at Dodger Stadium. Coming up, are you in a situation where you are never alone? Brian feels that way in his familial commitment right now. He's never, ever alone except when he drives into work. Driving home, John Peake calls. When he gets home, his wife's there. The 3 kids are there. He's never alone.
They even, like, sleep on top of me. Like,
sleeping in the bed. They come into the shower. The newborn, he's even just crawling into the shower going, boys, what's going on? What's happening? I'm missing out here. So text in at 31043. If you're in a situation where you go, you know what? I am never alone. 31043. It's Valentine in the morning.
It's Valentine in the morning.
It's raining, raining. Oh, baby, it's raining, raining. 727, it's 104.3 MyFM. A little cooler today. It was nice when I got up to come into work. My car said 57. I checked the temp right there in my Prius Prime. 57 degrees when I got in the car this morning. It was cool. It was nice. So cooler weather today, 70s and 80s, compared to where we were the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Enjoy it today.
It's fall.
Well, maybe in Southern California it is. So we asked you to text in. Do you feel like you're never alone? Text in to 31043.
A lot of people feeling like
we've
Brian.
Left the kids alone.
When it comes to kids, one text says, I'm in the same situation as Brian. My kids even bathe with me. Another text, I have four kids. I can't even remember the last time I was alone. And then another text coming in, I feel that I'm never alone except when I drive to and from work. When I get home, I also have six cats that never leave me alone.
Well, I mean, I guess it is important to have that alone time. Brian's struggling with that because of his family right now. It's not saying he doesn't love his family or anything. He just doesn't have any time with his own thoughts because somebody's always tugging at him and asking for help. That's what you get with like 6-7-year-old kids. They're always going to be on you, and now you get a brand new baby girl.
Yes.
You're in it for a while, but then you can come out the glorious other side where they don't bother you at all.
That's true.
And then you want them to bug you, you know?
I'll miss them. But yesterday, I dropped Kyla off to go vote, and then I took all three of the kids to BJ's to pick up our food, and it was insane.
Oh,
holy cow.
Gosh.
Like, the lady was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I helped you out to your car. She helped me carry the food.
Do you want a pizookie? Do you want anything? Let me just give you something right now. That is funny. When you see a parent that's like struggling with kids, you feel bad for them. Then you go home and talk to your partner or somebody and tell the story like, you wouldn't believe the guy I saw at work today. Oh my God. So you had your newborn, what, you were holding her?
I was carrying the car seat in.
You're carrying the car seat, okay.
And then Maddox was like on my leg.
Okay.
And then Mike is like pulling on my shirt and the lady was just like, oh dear God.
Oh. Oh, no.
What was your plan? How are you going to get the food out? Are you going to ask for help, right?
I was going to do it like one thing at a time.
Where were you going to leave the kids?
They were all going to have to come with me. They're like, I had one hand.
On all
basically.
The trips.
So you're going to make a couple trips with the bag.
Yes.
Make the kids get the door for you, open the car door, all that stuff. Just keep coming back and forth with that.
It was not a good plan.
Uh-huh.
But somebody from BJ's helped you out to the car.
Yes.
That was nice.
They were like, this guy is done. Yeah.
Call Valentine in the morning.
866-54.
It's Valentine in the morning.
Friends, September 21st.
Okay, 736. It is 104.3 MyFM. The weather today, sunny this afternoon, not as hot. Temps in the 70s to upper 80s. Low to mid 70s at the beaches. 60 right now at Panorama City. 64 in Cerritos. Jill has got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
The third brother has been cast in the Twins sequel called Triplets. I'll tell you who's going to be starring with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito coming up at 7:50.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
Jess, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right. We're talking about people that feel like they're never alone. There's always somebody there. You never get a minute to yourself. Is that you?
Definitely, yes. My husband works nights, and I have two busy boys, and so it's always me. I work at their school, so I'm a teacher at their school.
Oh.
So we go together in the morning. Mm-hmm. So that we listen to you guys in the morning, and we love hearing
Battle of Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes. We love hearing it every morning, and then on the way home too. We go home together every day, and after school, it's a lot of fighting in the car and yelling and screaming.
Well, what's going on? Because they're arguing over how the Battle of the Sexes went early in the morning or something? What are they fighting and arguing about in the car?
Just anything. They're looking at me. They're touching me. He's grabbing my stuff.
Oh, are these young kids you have? How old are your kids?
Yes. 6 and 10.
Okay, gotcha.
So, he's looking at arguing. Me. Right. I wish that they can have cars like a limo, like a privacy screen. So
wouldn't that be great for moms out there? A privacy screen, just raise it up or something like that. Sorry, kids.
Yes.
I'm not looking at you. How about that?
Yes.
Yikes.
Exactly. I wish I could have that in my car and just not even hear that.
So then this is an honest question. Do you ever feel like, because you said your husband works nights, right?
Yes, yeah.
Do you ever feel like, and hope nobody judges me on this, do you ever feel like a single mom, like you're doing it on your own in certain respects?
In certain respects, yes. I mean, obviously, I do have his support. If I need to talk to him or,
emotionally,
on the weekend,
everything else, right, yeah.
He's there, right, and financially as well. But yeah, Monday through Friday, I'm on my own with them.
What's the toughest part? Because I just want to speak to you now as a mom who's doing that. Because I want to understand my own relationship with my wife, too, and everything. Because I have weird hours.
I think the hardest part is, you know, just doing everything on my own. I'm making dinner while they're, you know, I'm helping with the homework at the same time. And and then, you know, like their scouts, like, you know, I have to do all their scout stuff. And then when there was,
it's a lot.
When there was, you know, wrestling, like I was, you know, doing all the wrestling stuff with them. And it's just hard, you know, balancing, you know, balance. Like,
you put a 6-year old in wrestling?
Well, right now, no, because COVID, they haven't started again.
No,
but
I didn't
know
they had wrestling for 6-year olds.
Yeah, my my older son started when he was 5.
Wow. No, well, they just do it every day in the back seat. That's the problem. You got to get it back into wrestling. They're doing it in the back seat of the car.
So you really have no time for yourself at any point. Maybe getting ready in the morning, but that's it, really?
Not even that, because I'm getting them ready at the same time. You know, and then my older son has ADHD, which I do too. So mornings are crazy and hectic for us because we're just, you know, need to like, get going. We don't have.
Well, hang in there. There's light at the end of the tunnel. It's going to come one day. You're going to get some time to yourself, and then you're going to miss these moments with them.
Oh, for sure. I try to remind myself to enjoy it right now, because one day they won't want to hang out with me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I'm not laughing at all. There's no snickering in the background. Because all of us parents tell ourselves that. One day we're going to miss these moments. Do we really? Do we really miss some of these moments? Birds of a feather, you and me.
We change the weather. Valentine in the morning. I'm a
sucker for you. My fab, it's Valentine in the morning. Ed Sheeran's on the show on Friday about 8:25. I'm a sucker for you. We're talking about, do you struggle to find alone time? Maria, what about you?
I'm alone, and I'm not alone because they're still asleep, so I'm
alone. They're gonna wake up at some moment, aren't they, those little rascals of yours?
Yeah, they're not very little. My oldest is 21 and my youngest is 16.
They won't wake up till noon.
Oh, I wish.
Isn't it funny though how Brian was saying on the air he never really feels alone. He never has any solo time to himself. And I'm like, that's going to pass.
With me, my partner and I work at the same hospital. So we ride share.
Oh, gosh. Oh. You're really never alone.
Wow.
I'm never alone.
Wow. That is going to tough. How important is that alone time? How important is it to be alone?
It's very important. I think we need it for our mental sanity.
Well, we also need community. We also need interaction. We need to be with people. You know, human beings were meant to not be loners stuck out in the middle of the woods. Honestly, we're meant to enjoy community. But I guess we do need those moments to just be with our own thoughts, to be alone.
Kind of to reset, too. You need it to kind of rebalance out your whole entire emotion and your whole entire body.
Exactly. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
I'm still waking up.
Yo, no, I get it. It's fine.
Yes.
Well, what about when you go into work with your husband? I mean, do you guys talk? Do you use that as a point to communicate and work in your relationship, or do you go in silence?
No, we talk. We talk. We discuss our work day.
Yeah.
I work in the laboratory at the hospital, and it's always busy. And he does floor care at the hospital, and he's always being moved around. So we're discussing, so how do you think our day's going to go?
Right, right.
And are we going to put overtime today? That's kind of like the regular talk as we go into work. And, of course, you know, discussing the crazy drivers.
Right.
It's an interesting drive. And on the way back home, it's discussing how our work day went.
Do you think you guys should look to find topics other than work-related things? And I'm not critiquing at all, so please don't take that the wrong way. But it's such a moment where you're stuck in the car that maybe you find fun conversation starters. Like one day a week you talk about, you know, your favorite song, why it's your favorite song, what songs you remember from your childhood or something. Something besides just the pressures of work. Even though it's important to release those, I think something else, like a couple times a week, might be nice.
I think that would be nice. It would change it up. Yes, I agree with you, because there are moments where you do get tired of hearing work, work, work.
Right, right, right. No, I get it. I get it. How's the intimacy?
It's great.
Okay, thanks for calling.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
Yesterday, Britney Spears deactivated her Instagram. I'll tell you her reason
why. What are you going to do? How will you live your life?
I have a theory.
This is how you lived your life, watching her Instagram.
I know, but I have a theory. I'll tell you what that is coming up next.
West Coast University. Good morning. It's Valentine in the morning.
Open door.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
Yeah. Back in the 80s, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito starred in the movie Twins, and there's been talk of a sequel for a while now called Triplets. And Eddie Murphy was supposed to play this third brother in this film. Well, Ivan Reitman, who is the director of the movie, he says that once Coming to America, the sequel came out, Eddie Murphy got all booked up after that. And so now Tracy Morgan has been cast in that
role.
Yes.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan's very funny.
I always thought Tracy was one of the funniest men in the world. I thought he would make a terrific triplet. And we rewrote the entire script for him. And they're hoping to start filming early next year.
Okay.
And Britney Spears deactivated her Instagram. She was very active on Instagram. And she went to Twitter to tweet, "Don't worry, folks, just taking a little break from social media to celebrate my engagement." And then she put a little winking face and then said, "I'll be back soon." Now, E! News is saying they talked to a source that says this is nothing that should be read into. It was Britney's choice to get off of Instagram. And they said it was her decision to deactivate the account. She's just taking a break from it because she's in a great place legally and personally and is focusing on other things for the time being, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, great, I really hope that's the case. But now I have no connection to Britney Spears whatsoever. I am just a huge, huge fan of Britney.
Are we hearing a disclaimer? Is that what we're hearing before she makes? Here's your disclaimer before she puts her opinion out there on what's happening. Okay.
I love Britney Spears.
All right. Sit back, folks. Here we go.
Her posts on Instagram, I have thought for a very long time that she was not in control of her Instagram. I thought somebody else was posting these videos. Maybe these were just a video that was reposted over the course of like years, because she would always be in the same
talks. You had no evidence to that?
Yeah, no.
It was just your suspicion based on what you were seeing.
Just based on my own opinion. And I thought, I don't think she's in control of this. I think it's somebody else posting these things, because the Britney Spears that we heard in court, her voice and the way she handled herself, like that's the Britney Spears I know. The Britney Spears that I see on her Instagram is a very different type of voice and very just different types of posts.
Right.
I thought, well, this is not Britney Spears. So I think now that, you know, everything's happening with her dad filing the petition to ask the judge to terminate the conservatorship and everything that's going on legally for Britney, I feel like she's gaining control back of her life and with that, control of her Instagram. That's just my own opinion. It's probably just she needed a break, like we all do sometimes. But I thought, okay, now we're going to see the real Britney on Instagram later. I'm Jill with your Hollywood headlines.
No, I'm glad you care about it that much.
I love her.
I mean, I wish her well and everything like that, but I don't have that level of commitment to her Instagram account like you do. So I'm glad for our show that you care about it that much so you can be that educated.
Yeah, thanks. I mean,
on it.
When I saw it was deactivated, I thought, oh, here we go. She's getting it back. But I could be totally wrong, but that's just how I feel.
I'm going to talk about this. My wife wanted to get home to this very moment about what I learned about Britney. Hey, some texts that came in here. Let me read a few of these that just came in based on what we're talking about. My husband's a firefighter, so I'm at long periods as a single parent. So when I'm not at work and with my daughter all the time, she's 1 year old. I love her so much, but being a full-time parent is taking a toll on my mental health. I get that. First off, you're worried about your husband who's a firefighter. Thank you to him and all the firefighters out there, and of course your family that supports him as well. So I hear you in that. My husband and I both work from home. We have two kids. So even when the kids are at school, I'm not alone. If I want alone time, I have to either stay up past midnight or get up before 5 a.m. This one, a different take, and I appreciate all opinions. I love you guys, but why does it seem like you're promoting to complain about being around loved ones? Did we not learn something from COVID? Some of us don't have family members to lean on and are alone, wishing we had people around us. Sorry, this topic's not making my morning. To you, I'd say, I get your opinion too, but that's not what we're saying. We're not saying, oh, down with loved ones. Somebody wants loved ones. And I feel bad that you are saying you don't have the loved ones in your life right now. They're not around you. So consider us your familia. You know, we can be your family here on the radio. Call up anytime you need to have that mental health check, and we're here. What are we doing besides talking about Britney Spears behind the scenes, right? So feel free to reach out. But when you're feeling the pressures of society and feel the pressures of work and everything else, Brian is a perfect example. A newborn, two toddlers, his wife. He's got stuff hanging on to him all the time. And sometimes just needs to come up for air and have a breath. And that alone time that we each and every one of us need, you're getting too much of it maybe, but it's good for your mental health and your mental clarity.
Right.
You know, that's what I would say anyway.
I agree. That's very well said.
That's just my opinion.
I loved it.
And I'm shutting down my Instagram. Zadell, it's hello. It's 7:57. It's 104.3 MyFM.
Hello.
This is Valentine in the Morning.
Stand up, everybody!
All right.
We're walking!
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Really.